Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Happy almost 2020. Today is December 29th, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors are still on holiday patrol next week, even as economic releases on pending home sales, consumer confidence, construction spending, manufacturing, and PMI activity pour out. Fed watchers will have the FOMC minutes from the last meeting to dissect on January 3rd, while bond traders expect Treasury yields to push even lower amid a strong auction cycle. Across the Pacific, Chinese President Xi Jinping will deliver a New Year's address that will likely be light on trade deal details, but heavy on warnings over foreign interference in Hong Kong and Macau. On the entertaining side, there will also be some jostling next week between $1.21 trillion Microsoft and $1.29 trillion Apple to see which company ends the decade with the highest market cap. 10 years ago, Apple ranked third and Microsoft fifth to end 2009, while 20 years ago, Microsoft edged out GE as the company with the largest market cap at the end of the millennium. In earnings news, we have NIO that's finally confirmed to report earnings on December 30th. NIO's management team will host an earnings conference call at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 8 p.m. Beijing, Hong Kong time. NIO cruises into its earnings date with shares up more than 40% over the last 90 days to $2.50, but still trading far below the post-IPO high of $10.64. NIO's balance sheet implies serious liquidity risk, observes Sanford Bernstein analyst Robin Zhu ahead of the print. He adds, the key will be whether they are able to announce major new financing. Also on the earnings confessional next week, we have Resources Connection on January 2nd, as well as both Lamb Weston and Landec on January 3rd. Coca-Cola Energy is expected to launch in the U.S. as early as late next week. The new energy drink will be available in Coke Energy Zero Sugar Cherry and Zero Sugar Cherry flavors. The development will be of interest to Monster Beverage, a company that Coca-Cola currently holds an over 18% stake in, as well as PepsiCo and Keurig Dr. Pepper. Coca-Cola Energy will reportedly contain naturally sourced caffeine, guarana extracts, and B vitamins. In M&A news, the closing date of the $220 million Integra Financial First Citizens Bank Shares merger arrives on December 31st. The $113 million Connect One Bancorp of New Jersey is also expected to close on January 2nd. Shareholders of Fitbit are scheduled to vote on the merger with Google at a virtual special shareholder meeting scheduled for January 3rd. The tender offer on the medicines company Novartis deal expires on January 3rd. True car forecast sales will edge 0.2% higher in December on an adjusted basis to over 1.5 million units. For December, we're seeing an uptick in consumer sentiment and some softening in recession uncertainty, which all bode well for the industry. Higher incentives this month are helping lift total auto sales versus a year ago, noted True Car chief economist Oliver Strauss. Separately, research firm Edmunds estimates over 17 million new vehicles will be sold in total in 2019 to mark the fifth year in a row that new vehicle sales will top 17 million. Said Edmunds' Jeremy Acevedo, the fact that new car sales have stayed this strong for this long really defies the odds, especially given the high interest rates and record prices squeezed buyers this year. But if 2019 taught us anything, it's that you can't underestimate the power of a strong economy. The calendar move by the Detroit Auto Show from January to June raises the profile of the San Diego International Auto Show happening next week. The all-new Ford Mustang Mach-E will be one of the new models making a splashy appearance at the event. Also look for new models from Acura, Aston Martin, Cadillac, Ferrari, Fiat, Ford, Honda, Jaguar, Jeep, Lamborghini, Land Rover, Lexus, Nissan, Ram, Subaru, Toyota, and Volkswagen. The auto show also features a special electric vehicle day on January 2nd. Speaking of electric vehicles, Tesla is expected to begin early deliveries of Model 3 vehicles built at its Shanghai factory next week. The first batch of Model 3s are set to go to employees. Model 3s built in China are included on the list of vehicles qualifying for an exemption from a 10% purchase tax in China. Shares of Tesla are up 78% over the last 90 days. Macau gross gaming revenue numbers for December are due out during the first couple of days in January. Analysts expect a GGR drop of between 10 to 16% amid ongoing challenges in the VIP segment. The month also featured a visit by President Xi Jinping to Macau amid the anniversary celebration of the Macau handover from Portugal, which was seen holding back visits from gamblers. Watch for volatility swings on Wynn Resorts, MGM Resorts, Galaxy Entertainment, SJM Holdings, Melco Resorts and Entertainment, and Studio City International after the numbers are released. The Santa Claus rally over the last week has pushed indexes to record highs and left investors looking for sectors that aren't overbought. The S&P 500 index is up over 32% year-to-date with just 2 days of trading left, with returns strong across sectors. Even with stock market indexes at all-time highs, the bear camp has its favorite targets. Stocks with a very high level of short interest heading into the new year include GameStop, McDermott International, Peloton Interactive, National Beverage, Shoe Carnival, Match Group, AMC Entertainment, Green Sky, Tilray, and Tanger Factory Outlet Centers. In box office news, holdovers are expected to post strong weekend box office numbers, with Disney's Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker forecast to haul in another $98 million across more than 4,000 theaters. Sony's Jumanji The Next Level is seen bringing in $38 million, and Frozen 2 is anticipated to churn up another $19 million. Heading into the final weekend of the year, the U.S. box office is down 5.8% from last year's tally. This Week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication expects the rally in applied materials to continue into 2020. Even after an 87% run this year, applied is 12% cheaper than the S&P 500 relative to earnings forecasts. Meanwhile, investors are warned to view the crowded pipeline to treat non-alcoholic steatohepatitis with skepticism. The list of companies looking to tackle NASH includes Novartis, Intercept Pharmaceuticals, Gilead Sciences, Novo Nordisk, Eli Lilly, and Alnylam Pharmaceuticals. Finally, the CEO change at Boeing isn't enough to push out a recommendation to buy shares. Engineers, regulators, and passengers all have to sign off on the MAX fix before the revenue stream is revved up again. We end this week's Stocks to Watch with our single stock focus. As we've been doing for the past few weeks, we'll be covering Seeking Alpha Authors picks for 2020. This week, we cover Hawk Invest's pick, Briggs and Stratton. Hawk Invest thinks the stock appears deeply undervalued. It also pays a dividend, multiple insiders have recently bought shares, and a significant rally could occur in the coming weeks. Briggs and Stratton shares closed Friday at just under $6. Hawk Invest lays out his thesis here. I think it is clear that the stock can continue and even accelerate its uptrend in January, because if it can trade between 5 and 8 per share in recent weeks with all of the tax loss selling pressure, chances are strong for a January effect rally when tax loss selling ends. The other big reason for a January effect rally is because that is when many short sellers want to cover their positions. If you shorted this stock and have a gain, you most likely want to wait just a few more days and cover the position in January, so that you can defer taxes on your gains for an entire additional year. With this stock already showing on the chart that it has bottomed out, I believe many short sellers will be looking to buy back this stock in January, and in doing so, could create a short covering rally in the first week or two of 2020. Hawk Invest then goes on to detail why now is the right time to buy Briggs and Stratton. Historically, this company has been profitable and it has traded at much higher levels. A near-perfect storm of negative events has impacted the company for the past few quarters, and this has created a bargain-buying opportunity. It is not likely that these major events will impact the company long-term, and the Sears bankruptcy was a one-time event, as is the impact from the trade war, because if tariffs are not removed, the company can simply adjust its supply chain. The adage is buy low, sell high, and in order to do that, investors need to buy when a historically solid business is facing challenges and some shareholders are willing to sell their shares cheap. Another strategic reason for buying this stock now is because the next two quarters are typically the strongest financially for the company. Because the business is seasonal, Briggs & Stratton typically sees a surge in revenues and profits in the first half of the year for its products. That means we could see another spike up in the share price if the company posts what could be seasonally strong results. Also, management has recently implemented a business optimization plan with a goal to create $40 million in annual savings by fiscal 2021. This plan has created some significant expenses this year. However, the long-term benefits will be very positive for the bottom line. With just about 42 million shares outstanding, this plan to add 40 million to the bottom line is equivalent to nearly $1 per share in potential earnings going forward. This is very significant for a stock that is trading for just over $5 per share. If earnings do rebound back to $1 per share or more, then the stock could trade back at around $15 per share or higher. HawkInvest then goes on to discuss Briggs' dividend. Even after a dividend reduction to 5 cents per share on a quarterly basis, that is still 20 cents per share annually, and that provides investors with a yield of nearly 4%. That is a great way to get paid while waiting for a higher share price. As detailed in the most recent investor presentation, this company is targeting a dividend payout ratio of around 30 to 40% of net income. It also plans on opportunistic share buybacks in the future, which could increase earnings per share. HawkInvest then covers the risks to the stock as well. Management execution is a potential downside risk. However, I view this risk as limited because I believe management has been making the right moves in order to mitigate circumstances beyond their control, which recently included the bankruptcy of Sears and the tariffs that have come with a trade war. Management plans to reduce expenses by $40 million annually and the dividend reduction were the right decisions. Even though some investors sold the stock over the dividend reduction, and even though the plan to reduce expenses has created more expenses in the short term, a significant reduction in annual expenses will set up this company for increased profits in the future and also help mitigate potential downside risks if there is a recession in the future. A major recession is probably the biggest potential downside risk, as that could derail management's plans for profits to rebound. However, a major recession does not appear to be in the cards for the foreseeable future. Furthermore, this stock already appears priced for a recession, so the potential downside risks from here could be limited. The debt on the balance sheet is reasonable for a company of this size. However, if the company were to post losses for a long period, it would be more of a concern. The other reason I am not concerned about the debt is that this company has numerous brand names and divisions, any one of which it could sell for a significant amount in order to pay down debt if needed. It is also worth remembering that since this company is over 110 years old, it has survived every recession and every other challenge that has come its way. HawkInvest ends his article here. At just over $5 per share, the potential downside risks appear limited now, and with a history of the stock often trading between $15 and $25 per share, the upside potential is very significant. Overall, Seeking Alpha contributors skew neutral on Briggs and Stratton, with one very bullish, one neutral, and three bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.